Tzivos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tzivos Bavli, Daf Kuf Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Dalad and the Beis, at the beginning of the new page, at the top of the page, Haneiseh Sa'isha. Haneiseh Sa'isha, Paske Imay Shiyazonis Bitter, Hameshonim, Chaye Bazuna, Heshonim, Nises La'ache, Paske Imay Shiyazonis Bitter, Hameshonim, Chaye Bazuna, Heshonim. If one married a woman and she stipulated with him to feed her daughter for 5 years, he must feed her for 5 years. If her mother married someone else and after the first divorce, her and she stipulated with him to feed her daughter for 5 years, he must also feed her for 5 years. The first cannot say, well, when she comes to me, I'll feed her, rather, he sends food to wherever she is. Similarly, both husbands cannot say, we'll feed her together, rather, one feeds her and the other pays her the cost of food. And the Gemara says, How does he become obligated to her? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both say that one who writes a loan document against his friend with a chazaka means others understood that he owes him, and it turns out that he does not owe him, he's not obligated to pay him? Reish Lakish answers that they made it like an addition to the ksuba, means one obligates himself amidst dearness of nesuin. The Yitin Besoiv asked the Gemara if so he should pay at the end when he divorces her, just like addition to the ksuba. Asoi Saka Kedusha Isha, they made food of a stepdaughter like a kedushin of a woman, and he pays immediately. The Yitin Meshaw Shoina, Gemara asked what he should pay from the beginning of for all 5 years. Asu Oisaka Mekalisha Isha Amanas Litainla Shnemasa Dina Zav Bashana Lias Malila Medina Zav Lachidish. The answer is they made it like one who was Makash, a woman, on condition to give to her 12 gold dinarim in a year. He gives to her a gold dinar each month. Tani Zana Chameshonim Arishonim Ben B'Yekub Ben B'Zol. Baisa says he feeds her the first 5 years, whether food is expensive or cheap. Hoyu B'Yekub Yizilu Imhu Gawim Noisen B'Yekub Imhu Gawma Noisen B'Zol. If he didn't feed her the first 5 years, if food was expensive and became cheap, if he caused it, he was not feeding her, he gives like the expensive rate. If she caused it, then he gives like the cheap rate. Hai bazol vaikiru, benchu gaam, benchihi gama, noisnim bazol. If food was cheap and became expensive, whether he caused or she caused, he gives according to the cheap rate. Hade hada hi habas le'oilav le'yeredes. This is like a baisa taught that a daughter does not rise or descend. It means he always feeds her for 5 years, even when he doesn't give to her based on the current price of food. For example, food was expensive and became cheap, and he had been the cause he hadn't given her. We don't say that he feeds her now for more years, means such as 7, so that in all he pays like he should have. Rather, for 5 years, he gives to her based on the initial price. Taman, taninan, v'nan nukven, di'ahavan echiminoi, yohain yasven, lovesi, mitaznan, minichsoi. The Mishnah says that it says in the Ksuba, female children that you will have from me, they will dwell in my house and be fed from my property until they marry men. The writer taught on this Mishnah that it says, and they will be covered with my garment, meaning for my estate. Matthew de Abbas shall me. The Gemara asked, well, who receives a daughter's earnings? The answer is, we learn from the following Mishnah, if she made Nisuin, her husband must feed her, and they, means her stepfathers, give to her the money for food. This teaches that he feeds her, and her earnings belong to her husband. We must say that before she married, her earnings were her own. If not, her husband would not get her earnings and would not be obligated to feed her. Rabbi Yossi infers that if one stipulated to feed his daughter-in-law, he feeds her, and her earnings belong to his son, her husband. Who writes this? If he, means the one who stipulated to feed his stepdaughter or daughter-in-law, wants her to come to him, and she does not want, the law favors her, he must feed her even if she is not with him. The Taninan, Behein Noisnim Ladimim Bezonis, and the source of the Mishnah that it says, if she married, her husband feeds her, and her stepfathers gives to her the money for food. Chalas Kemishan, he says, if she became sick, it is as if she married. He gives to her the money for food even if she does not eat normally due to her illness. Meiser Kemishanisis, the question is, if she died, is it as if she married, and he gives to her heirs the money for food? Mesa kva mesa. The answer is no. She died, and there's no longer an obligation. And we come now to the next mission. Nisus abas habal chayv mezonei seha, vehin leis nilad mezonis. If the daughter made nisuin, her husband feeds her, and her stepfathers give to her the money for food. Mesu b'nei sehem nezonis nechassim b'nei chayrin, vehin nezonis nechassim mishabadim, v'pnei shehi kebalas chayv. If her stepfather died, their own daughters are fed from b'nei chayrin. She, means their stepdaughter, is fed even from Shibadim, means property sold after they stipulated to feed her, because she's like a creditor. Clever men would write, I marry you on condition that I will feed your daughter for 5 years, as long as you are with, means they're still married to me. And the Gemara says, Tanai k'suba, shukosu b'shtar, Rav Yaakov ba'acha amar, is palgun, Rav Yochan, Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Yochan amar lechizuk, kasvan, Rav Shimon Lakish amar, legeroif mishibadim kasvan. If conditions of the k'suba were written in a document, Rav Yochan and Rav Shlokish argue about this. Rav Yochan says that they were written for chizuk, means merely to strengthen the matter. Rav Shlokish says they were written to enable collection from mishibadim. Rav Yirmiya machlef shmasa. Rav Yirmiya reversed the opinions, means that Rav Yochan says for collection from mishibadim, Rav Shlokish says from their chizuk. Am Rav Yudan masnisa mesaye lemanda amal lechizuk kasvan. Rav Yudan says that a mishnah supports the one who says that they were written for chizuk. The Tani and Taman aim at him lachidas peyros ulesherch kakoyz ulemazon ha'isha v'abonos menechasim mishibadim v'pnei tikkun ha'olam. The Mishnah says that we don't take compensation for consumed peyros if Reuven bought a field from Shimon and it really was Levi's. Levi takes back the field with any peyros that are on it, and Reuven collects their value from Shimon. Shevach talan, which is in the previous case, Shimon compensates Reuven for improvements that he made to the field, or food for the widow and orphan daughters from the deceased estate, from Mishibadim, due to Tikkun Ha'ilam. Like B'shtar, Afhacha B'shtar, is this not even with a document? It's no chiddush not to take for consumed payers or shevach if there was no document. Also here, food for the widow or daughters is even with a document. Amr Chanani B'pneshi, Kabbalah Schoiv, like B'shtar, Afhacha B'shtar. But Chanani said, also our Mishnah supports him. If they died, their own daughters are fed from B'nei Chayrin, their stepdaughter is fed from Mishibadim because she's like a creditor. Does she not have a document in order to collect from Mishibadim? Also here, the daughters is with a document. It connotes that the only difference between them is that the stepdaughter is like a creditor. Mesa ene imoy, nifkasha ene imoy. If he wrote to feed her daughter as long as the mother is with him, if she died, she's not with him. If she was divorced, she's not with him. Nechzira, mandam ben ksuba, avalo le tanoim. You should say, hacha, nami, mandam ben ksuba, ben tanoim. Hacha, nami. If he remarried her, the one who says that he returned her for the ksuba but not for tanayim, also here the tanayim for the daughter does not return. The one who says that he returned her both for ksuba and tanayim, also here resumes to feed her daughter. Hapikrim ha'yikosim amanasha anizan es bitcha b'teich chameshonim kozman sha'at imi. And the Mishnah said that clever men would write on condition that I'll feed your daughter for 5 years as long as you are with me. But taniyala o'vad min ha'nesuin ha'oshoinim. Advice to talk about this is only from the first nesuin, means seemingly it's like the opinion that he returned her only for ksuba. Vaisya ki hada'ama Rabbi Chanina hamasyas benoi babayis zocha babayis uvavad min anesuin arishoinim. And it's like Rabbi Chanina taught, the one who married off his son in a house, the son acquires the house, is only for the first nesuin, means amidst great pleasure, the father resolves to give it.